You're listening to The Blind Chick, an AfterSight original podcast. We're telling you stories about strength, overcoming hurdles, and living experiences. We see who you really are. Blindness can be an adventure. Are you ready for the journey of a lifetime? We are. Hey everybody, welcome to The Blind Chick, and you're listening to part two with Stephen Vine. Without taking too much time, Penn, I know you've got a really important question, so we're just going to dive right in. Penn, take it.
Stephen, how did you learn? Like, you're in Canada, and how did you learn how to use your phone? You know, you're naming off these skills that you learned.
I self-taught myself. And,
wow.
And then I found an organization here in British Columbia, and he's going to be on one of my episodes of my podcast. His name is Brian Mackey, and Brian works for a company called Vision Loss Canada. And he would come over to my apartment and he would show me little tricks on how to use the phone properly. And with my self-taught, the combination of the two, I became quite advanced with the phone. And I only use the phone. I don't have a computer. I use my phone. And I don't know Braille. I've gotten into technology. I don't know any Braille. And then, you know, I ask for help. I'm one of these individuals that I'm not afraid to ask for help. The lady I was talking about, Chris, she's still my best buddy. And she helps me out with a lot of things. If I say, hey, Chris, I'm struggling with this, you know, can you help me? And she does. And I also have caregivers that are at my apartment 4 days a week, and they help me out with things when I need it as well.
Wow. Yeah, and I know you went, sorry, Moses, I'm hogging the mic.
It's just to add to what he said is, people don't really, I'm the reverse. It's hard to ask for help. But people don't realize the faster and the more you ask for help, the faster you're going to recover under ideal conditions, and not asking. I mean, when you ask people for help, they'll say no if they really don't want to.
Exactly. You know? Most people, sorry to interrupt you, Moses, but I had to interject to say that most people want to help.
Yes.
And they're going to let you know if you're overdoing the asking.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to say, hey, Steve, cool it. You're driving me nuts. Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Stephen, I know you spend a lot of your time in the wheelchair, but there was a period of time you were able to use a prosthetic to walk. Is that something you see in your future? Or are you okay and have accepted being in the wheelchair?
I've accepted it. I'm in a situation where that whole part of my body, the groin area where the prosthetic goes into you when you walk, I've got severe nerve damage there. As that leg is removed, and so is the right side of my bum. The doctors said the combination of the leg missing, the bum missing too, because that's a big part of walking, combined with complete vision loss, Steve, you will never walk again. Mm. I proved them wrong for a short period of time, but the pain got too much. I don't use it any longer, and I'm still dealing with the pain. I have 5 different doctors that are on my pain. They're trying to solve it. They've done a variety of procedures that haven't worked. We're still going through procedures. I really, to say realistically, am I going to walk again? We've got to fix the pain before I can do so.
Right.
So I'm at the bottom of the mountain, but you never know.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And I love your attitude, and you've mentioned it several times about being positive. I've always been a big believer on focus on what you can still do and not on what you can't do. And I know that you have really embraced that philosophy as well.
Yeah. Right. You know, like I said earlier, you know, we all have human potential. you know? And if we can do, you know, somebody asked me in another interview, what do you want with the podcast? What do you see in the future? And I said, you know, I want to do my best. If I can do the best and ask eclectic questions to my guest that the listeners go, wow, I never thought of that before. I never thought what it would be like for an individual that's never seen before to identify the color purple to somebody that has vision. You know, as an example, I'm doing my human best as a podcaster to ask these questions, and I'm doing my best as a disabled individual to fulfill my potential of doing what I can do, you know, and not just sitting back, as you said earlier, Pen, having a pity party.
Yeah, and that led to podcasting, and so the
that's right.
I'll just kind of lump it is
segue time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. The segue was doing your best.
Yes.
And your interview with us made us realize we're better at being interviewed than interviewing. You were doing so good.
Can I make a comment on that?
Sure.
I think you guys are awesome at both.
Thank you. We did not pay him to say that.
Yeah. You did not pay me to say that. As much as I love American money, but you guys are good at both ends of the table, and I think that's why you're doing so well with your listenership. And when you invited me on to your show, I was truly honored that you even asked me to be a guest, and I am so privileged to be here talking to both of you and your listenership.
Thank you. And no, it's because of what you're doing. We ran into a person the other day that did know Penn, but he said that what you're doing and what we're doing, that it is critical out there, that one of the reasons people are starting to flock to us, which we really appreciate, is that they're looking for answers in that, and we're giving it to them or as well as we can. But what, going back to it, what got you into the podcasting and all that?
Basically, I was listening to a boatload of different podcasts. I have so many interests in life. I really do. And the variety of people I was listening to, I always had to communicate in the restaurant business, right? I always had to take care of my guests. When I had a rule that I would not do the talking, I would talk when I was spoken to. And when I was spoken to, I wanted to make sure I made sense and I communicated thoroughly, right? And I was listening to these podcasts, and I was, you know, I'm a bit of a competitive guy, and I said to myself, you know, geez, I can do that. I can talk to people and get out of them what their thoughts really are about whatever topic or subject matter that is. And I like a challenge, you know, and I wanted to have a little bit more purpose with my new life. And I said to my support, the people that are supporting me, my inner circle, I started talking about a little bit of a dream that I had on doing this, including Chris and the other people. And they started saying, you know, Steve, why don't you give this a shot? And I was like, you think we can put this into fruition? And they were like, yeah. And I said, okay, we're going to do it. And so I started off with my inner circle, and I found that I loved doing it. And I love talking to people. I love the challenge. I love the fact that people said to me in the beginning, do you realize the average podcaster only gets 3 episodes out and then they quit? And I was like, is that all they can do? I'm going to do more than that. And now I've had my numbers are increasing every 2 weeks. And I've got a lot of episodes that are already recorded, waiting to be released. And I want more and more people to talk to spread the word that, you know, if you can do it, do it. That's my motto, right? And people out there that are missing a leg, or if they can't see, or if they have a learning disability, you can do it. Believe in yourself and ask for help where you need it, and get the most out of your life. It's a short period that we're here. Let's get the best and the most out of what the time we have for each of us, you know?
That's right. And I love the diversity of your guests. You know, it's everything from yourself telling your story, which was, I loved how you started off that way. You were very vulnerable on that first episode, but you've interviewed people who are adaptive athletes, prosthetic specialists, disability advocate, which you are a disability advocate. I don't know if you call yourself that, but what you are doing, you are advocating for people with disabilities.
Absolutely.
With your podcast.
Absolutely, so. And I've had a politician on.
That's right.
I've had a politician, a member of parliament, we call it here in this country, eh? That was very important to have the listenership hear what someone in the federal government is doing towards the disabled community and what direction we're going, you know? And I think having eclectic guests is very important to keep mixing it up, you know. My release this week is going to be a Canadian artist that is completely blind, that sings national anthems for our Vancouver Canuck hockey team here in Vancouver, and releases singles every month in his recording career, and his career's taking off. But the point is that he's completely blind, and that's not stopping him. He is striving and thriving with his disability.
Wow,
that's so cool.
That's and I guess that one I want to kind of leads into my next question, is because you really are an advocate, and I think many of us, that is not what we strive to be. But as we get a little bit of experience in this new world under our belt, we quickly transition from the person who needs an advocate to becoming the advocate. And are you really seeing that in your life? Of you sort of transitioning from, I'm lost, I'm in this dark place, to, wait a minute, I'm the one now shining the light into these places.
Absolutely. You know, I don't like it when people dismiss other individuals. And I found that with the new world of being a disabled individual, I was now getting dismissed by able-bodied individuals. I was out in a public forum and someone was asking me questions, they ended up asking my helper or my caregiver the questions instead of asking me the question. And I would look at them and go, excuse me, I can speak for myself.
Yeah,
you don't have to ask them. Ask me. Just because I can't see you doesn't mean I can't communicate with you.
That's right.
And so I think my whole underlining message is to the able-bodied world out there that us with disabilities, if we want to call it that, I call it that on my podcast so people have a reference of what I have as a subject matter, but is it really a disability? That's how maybe the able-bodied community looks at it. I don't really look at it as a disability. I look at it as something I'm simply trying to overcome. And I don't want to be dismissed for that. And with the word of mouth that I'm trying to get out there about striving and thriving is telling the able-bodied community, don't dismiss us.
That's right. Also, Stephen, I don't know if if you have this up in Canada, but with a lot of the guests that I speak to, and not just on the blind chick, but just in the disability world in general, there's this conversation that's really going on now in the United States, and even some, you know, with you are globally, and we've interviewed other guests from around the world, is that yes, the able-bodied community needs to stop looking at us like we are missing something, like we're broken, right? But also, within our own community, I feel like we need to continue to strive to raise that bar and not sell ourselves short, right?
Yes.
And so, and I think with what you are doing with your podcast and what we're trying to do with The Blind Chick is that, and this young man you were talking about who's blind and he's singing, is that we have to, I believe that we need to start doing it in our own lives, in our own communities, before the able-bodied community is going to change the way they look and act around us. And I don't know if you've seen that in Canada, in the community, where I just see a lot of people with disabilities, they've kind of given up. They're like, okay, well, I can't see anymore, so I'm just going to sit at home. Because that's just my fate.
I don't have individuals in my life like that, to be honest with you.
That's good.
I have individuals, you know, I interviewed Marco Pasqua a couple of episodes ago, and he's a motivational speaker.
Yes.
Jugpreet Jaswa. He's the singer I was just telling you about.
Yes.
You know, these guys are individuals that, like I said, they're striving and thriving. And I guess, you know, if you just sit back and feel sorry for yourself, you're going to miss out on the boat. And you got to get it together and change your mindset and your thought process. If anybody needs help with that, email me. It's my email address is on my podcast, and I will talk with you and I'll get you out of that mindset you have pretty quickly. I've decided not to be a motivational speaker. I choose not to do that right now, but I can help anybody if they're having trouble with that. And if you need help with that, ask for it. But yeah, getting back to the movement of things, I guess there's just more and more people like myself and like you guys that are spreading the word of what you're talking about, of we can do it. And yes. If you can do it, like I say,
yes.
And you were saying
that.
It too, without saying those words.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I did want to ask where can talk about where, because you had mentioned your email is on the podcast, but I would like you to share where can people find out more about you, Stephen, and where's your podcast broadcast?
It's on Facebook. Under the Disability Diaries with Stephen Vine on Facebook. I don't do any other social media at that point. I've started off the project with just a couple of people that are involved with me. There's only four of us, and it's a real mom-and-pop operation, and there's no advertisements with the podcast at this point. There might be in the future. Yeah. But that's the area where they can reach me, or my email address, which if you've got a pen is sgv44isback, ISBACK at gmail.com. And those two areas, the email and Facebook, is where you can reach me.
And your podcast is on all of the podcast platforms.
Oh yeah, I forgot the podcast. Podcast it's on all the catchers out there, from Apple to Spotify to Amazon and Buzzsprout. You know, wherever it's out there, it's out there.
Yes, and yeah, Stephen and is with a V,
with
not a,
v. a
PH.
No PH. No.
And I've got to, because I am horrible about finding stuff. Like Penn had to do something for me on the phone today. But when she said about your podcast, I just typed in your name with diaries at the end of it, and bam, there it was. Oh. In fact, I think it had a bunch of your episodes pop up.
Oh, that's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Yeah. So, and it's maddening because we are coming to an end. So the to get the big finish, and then hopefully we can still chat. But if you've got anything that you really want to leave everybody with before you go.
A couple things. Real quick here. I won't take too long. Please come and check out my podcast. I'd love any American listeners to give us a shot up here in Canada. Please remember, you know, there's hockey games that are going on. That is our national sport. And there is booing that happens with the American anthem. And when that happens, the Canadian fan that is doing that is not booing the American public. They're booing the tariff principles to the fact that we are your guys's friends and we want to work with you. And we're booing the decision makers that have done so with the tariffs. We're not booing the people or citizens of America. We love you people. We really, really do. But we fight back, and we're fighting back with the tariffs. I don't want to get too much deeper than that. I just want people to understand that we got nothing against the American public whatsoever.
Thank you for sharing
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. That's an important difference.
It is. It's very important to recognize that it's simply the decision makers on the tariffs. The tariffs are really unnecessary.
Yeah, no joke.
That's right.
No joke.
Yeah, don't you know?
Yeah. I mean, think about it, right? I mean, anybody in their right mind that looks at the situation, you know, it's rhetorical. It shouldn't be. Right. It shouldn't be going on. I didn't mean to get serious at the end of our list.
That's okay.
Our podcast here, but I thought, you know, when I knew I was doing your show, that it would be a little bit of a platform to say to everyone listening that Canadians are not against Americans whatsoever.
Right.
Thank you. I
took it that you were spreading the love.
Yeah.
So and to me, it goes both ways. You know,
that's great.
There's people all over the world and we that listen to this show, and they, you know, we've had an amazing Oksana in Russia. She's a big fan of the podcast, and she, you know, she lives in Russia and she's totally blind, and she has this rock star job there. And you know, that was one of the things she said. You know, I live here, and this is where I live, but I don't always agree with our politics.
Right,
and we are not the leaders of the country. We are the citizens that wake up, we all put our pants on kind of sort of the same way.
Yeah.
And you know, and
I have an extreme weird
you
ritual.
You do have a really weird I wasn't gonna go there, but you did.
Well, didn't
you?
We don't have time for that.
But yeah, just we really, you know, going back to that, you know, what we do have control of in our lives, and let's focus on that versus what we don't.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because we'll just lose our minds if we don't do it that way.
That's right. That's right.
So
buckle up for the next 4 years.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Yes. And I know you are getting new leadership too, but we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
okay. I know it's, you know, it is what it is. And we do need to try to make changes. That saying, pick your battles.
Yeah.
And whatever that battle is today that you pick, that's your choice,
you know.
And stuff.
Yeah.
So, but Stephen, thank you so much for taking time to be on The Blind Chick today. I know this friendship is going to continue.
It's going to continue.
And as soon as we're allowed, we'll come up and visit you.
Okay. And I'd like everyone to know that I'm really humbly appreciative of the opportunity to be able to spread the word that the disabled community can do it. And, you know, if you can do it, and yes. also that you guys are our American friends. And in yeah. 4 years, hopefully this stuff's going to end and things will get back to the way they used to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephen. And again, if you can do it, do it. Did I say it right, Stephen?
Awesome. Good job.
It needs to be on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, we're doing that.
Oh, good. Okay. I want one. I'll put my order in.
You got it.
So, you know, go search out Stephen's podcast. Like Moses said, it pops up immediately. He is on, I'm following him he drops every 2 weeks, and you know, every episode is very different with different type of disabilities and different perspectives, which is really, really cool.
Awesome.
Please give Chris a hug for us.
Will do.
We so enjoyed getting to meet her and everything.
Get that woman a microphone yes. so she can be on with
okay,
us.
Okay, next time.
Absolutely.
Part two or three, or whatever.
That's right.
Okay. But all of you out there, thank you. You're the ones that make AfterSight a success. If you can, you know, give us a 5-star review if you think we warrant it. Leave a comment, leave a remark. If there's somebody out there, no matter where you are in this world, what situation you're in, and you would like to be on The Blind Chick, please reach out to us. We really, really appreciate it. And as always, I want to thank AfterSight from the bottom of our hearts, because without them, we really couldn't be doing this podcast over and over and over again every week. It's all of you that make this a success. And so remember this week to be kind to yourselves and find a way to be kind to somebody else. It's good for your soul. And we will see you next week. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.